Cork's Red FM. 104 to 106.
Yeah, I suppose we don't have any injuries, so all is well, thankfully. I suppose currently being involved in under 21 championship is a bit of a help for us, and that we've after the disappointment of the senior championship campaign, a lot of the players are still playing hurling, you know, so we're that fortunate situation of still playing games, as opposed to, I suppose, when you normally finish your senior hurling championship campaign, things seem to die away. But thankful for the Red FM League that things are still alive and kicking.
And I suppose, like you said, it's probably a good thing that you're still in competition, just so we can maybe bounce back and soften the blow of that championship semi-final defeat.
Yeah, certainly. And you know, I suppose there's no point in hiding the big prizes, the Senior Hurling Championship. But the Red FM Senior League is a big prize. It's the second top competition in Senior Hurling, and in order to get back into things and set the tone for next year, we'd certainly like to win that and retain our title.
And I spoke to the Newtown camp as well earlier today, and I suppose they were in a similar situation to yourselves, getting beaten in the semi-final as well. They said it was tough to pick up the lads after the defeat. I'm sure it was a similar case with yourself.
Oh yes, certainly. Newtown were beaten by Sarahs, I think, and then ourselves by Carrie Toole, and yeah, it definitely takes a while to get back on the horse again. But you know, you have to, and I suppose to go forward for next year, you have to start by winning the remaining games or competition that you're still in.
And is it very satisfying for yourself and the management team that you're in this semi final? And I suppose being at this stage of the league competition shows your consistency throughout the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Look, it's all about progression, and I remember back 3 and 4 years ago, we wouldn't have been getting to the top six of the league, and the fact that we, you know, got into the top six 3 years ago, went on to win it last year, and followed on consistently to get to the semi-final this year. I do think there's it does show in your championship form that having high place in the leagues shows well. No. The counter argument that is Carrie Toole, but I think Carrie Toole, because of their involvement, only played 11 games in the league, and you know, they didn't get to, they would have qualified if they had played those games if they were tied up with championship, but I'm sure they don't mind.
I'd say not, no. What was I going to say to you? Just the fact that the under 21 final is still up for grabs, so will that make any difference in terms of team selection and all that tomorrow night?
Yeah, I suppose the answer you probably know, and that there was 12 players under 21 finished our championship game against Carrie Toole, so we're a very young profile team, so all along to our league campaign and championship campaign, we would have been a predominantly under 21 team, but the guys who are over 21 on the panel are important guys to us, and to be fair to them, they have trained away and have been a part of the setup for the quarterfinal and the semi-final tomorrow night.
And the opposition, Newtown, I suppose they won't make it too easy to make the final.
No, again, Newtown, you know, I suppose the team of the last decade, and I'm sure they'll definitely be big team in this decade. So they want to win as many senior titles as what they had in the last decade, and they'll put it up just tomorrow night big time.
And I suppose considering the run in the championship and being in the semi-final of the league and the under-21s, are you confident you can get past Newtown and go on and retain the title?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be confident. I think, you know, I think we've proven that a quarter-final, the senior championship last year, semi-final this year, that we do have quality players. You have to be confident and that we can go out and beat Newtown tomorrow night, but I know that will be a tough game.